This is Allie.
This is Kit.
And we want to talk a little bit about the unique position people who work from home are in. Because we talk a lot about eating on the go, but when you work from home, that's the precise opposite.
Yeah, I'm an eater on the stay in my home office. And it does have its own challenges, and a lot of people think they can't do it. And they could never work at home because they have no discipline. What really is the problem, I think, is there's a lack of structure. So you don't have the cues. It's lunchtime, it's break time. So one of the things that can happen is you forget to feed yourself, you're busy, or your day has gone by and your kid's coming home from school and you realize you haven't eaten since 7 in the morning. So that can happen. But then the opposite can happen too.
Yeah,
where
sure.
You're a grazer and you're running into your kitchen every 20 minutes and just opening cabinets in the fridge, and it's just this crazy all day feed fest, which is dangerous as well for waistlines and other reasons. So so there's some techniques, I think. Can you think of any that would work for you?
Absolutely. Right, I think that for most people, food is not something they're going to forget about for 6 or 8 hours. You know, they are going to feel like the kitchen is like a revolving door. So I think it's definitely one of those days where you do want to grab a pen and a piece of paper and note on your desk, like after you eat, if you really need that kind of structure and you really need to be reminded of what you've had. I like the idea of keeping fluid nearby, like your water bottle or tea or whatever, because I think that what can happen with a home worker, you know, when you're sitting at your computer, maybe you're writing and you're kind of like unsure what the next move is or whatever. That, I think, is when, because the frustration is an uncomfortable feeling, but hunger and food is such a comfortable place, that is when we go, oh, I'll just go grab something to eat.
Right.
And so if there's at least a tea there or something to drink, then you can fill that space with that instead. I think that's a second idea. So the first being, try to be really mindful of what you've had. Number two, fill that space with something less. And then when, you know, understand that you go into the kitchen, you grab a snack, you walk out of the kitchen, and that snack should build upon your day. It shouldn't just be a space filler.
Right. And one way you can do that is to make your lunch in the morning like anyone else who's bringing their lunch would.
Yeah.
And you can utilize your leftovers. And so you've had your breakfast and you're, you know, about ready to sit down at your desk or with your computer. Go through what you have in your fridge and make an actual meal, because there is that danger, and I do this myself, where you end up picking at stuff at random times, and then dinner comes and you feel like you haven't had a meal yet that day, and you really haven't.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a boiled egg, and 3 hours later you had, a pickle or a piece of, you know, lunch meat or something, and it's not satisfying in any way. It hasn't necessarily given you much nutrition. So thinking about it in the morning, just like anybody else would be a good option.
I love
too.
That idea. I'm someone who works out of the home 3 days, then I'm home too. And it's almost as if it feels pleasurable to be able to sit and like make a meal for that lunch on that day when I'm home. And it nourishes me in a different way than my typical yogurt and bar and the kind of stuff that I eat when I don't have that opportunity.
Right, that's true.
So I think when you're working from home, it's important to still give the same thought to your food as you would if you weren't.
Definitely. You're just as an important person whether you're in or out of the house working. You deserve to have a meal that's nutritious and tasty and that you're enjoying.
Yeah, and the balance of your day still matters in terms of what you're going to select as a snack and things like that to really make sure it all fits.
Right. It's all about putting thought into it.
Yeah, I agree.